Alright, happy Sunday. Just got back from a 1,400 kilometer solo journey to Tokyo and back. Drove there and back in 3 days, and as an introvert, any excursion of two or more stops is what I consider an adventure. But seeing as how I ran out of stops, even on Google Maps, to add, hence why I use the word journey, all right? This just completely exceeded the limit. Anyways, I was on a quest to accomplish my Japan goal number two, and I am so pleased to announce that the Lord's work has been done, and you may now call me the Bread Lady. This is actually a re-recorded voice memo. The first one I made while driving to keep myself awake through a rainstorm on Friday night, and it was pretty wild in the beginning. It's really hard to hear, but maybe I'll include it for anyone who wants to hear the unfiltered reacts after buying my dream car. Well, one of them anyways. Honestly, this has been like the hardest shit I've ever done in my life, and I want to note that I once rode an ostrich bareback. I renovated my kitchen, and I've completed a color-changing holographic multicolor puzzle twice. But this tops the cake though. Like, after it's been, let's say, like 4 months of research, and planning in the making, and I've been saving this goal literally since the day I have arrived. For anyone keeping up with my goals, these are the ones I posted in February. I think the post was like 25 things for my 21st birthday or some shit. So yeah, I set off on Wednesday after work. In the morning, I'd just been like making calls to confirm the car. 'Cause actually Tuesday, all their offices closed, God knows why in Japan. But yeah, I spent the morning making all the confirmations, like in between classes and club activities. As soon as they confirmed, I booked a rental car and I booked a hotel for the night, and then I went straight from work to pick up the rental car, grabbed my shit from home, and then drove 3 hours into my first stop, which is Lake Biwa in Shiga Prefecture. I made a quick 7-Eleven dinner run through this really interesting area, and then I saw the biggest lake in Japan, which, I mean, it was aight. But anyways, then I pulled through another few hours to get to my first super hotel experience in Aichi, and they reserved a parking spot for me out front, which turned out to be a handicap spot. Sounds about right. If you've never been to a super hotel, they're freaking awesome. Like, there was a natural hot spring onsen. There's a free breakfast bento that was packed by an authentic Japanese granny. And they had like an amenity bar where you could pick up like free face masks, cosmetics, skincare, and like they even had like an all-you-can-choose pillow bar. It was sick. So in the morning, woke up early, enjoyed the onsen and breakfast, popped in some gas in the car. Oh yeah, fun fact, I learned during this trip that gas in the city is actually cheaper than in the countryside. I don't know, like, I guess it costs more to get that shit out to the Inaka. Anyways, yeah, kept on going, headed into Hakone, which is just freaking beautiful, gorgeous views in front of the lake, in front of Mount Fuji. Yeah, there was like this beautiful 3-level bakery that had 180-degree panoramic views, and sadly it was foggy, so I didn't get to see Mount Fuji. But I bought this Mount Fuji bread that had like Anko stuffed inside to make up for it, and the bread was so bomb. Like, there were so many different kinds to choose from. I also tried the specialty curry bread that apparently sells out every day. So people say it's a must get if you can. And, like, honestly, I'm not a huge fan of curry. But they only had 2 batches, and I tried it, and I was so pleasantly surprised. Had, like, a crisp but chewy outer shell, kind of like mochi, and there's, like, little crunchy rice puffs sticking all over the outside. And there was a boiled egg inside with the curry. It was freaking tasty as heck. I must return there one day, because Hakone is just straight beautiful. And there's so many museums I want to visit. And I need to see Mount Fuji, like, yeah. Anyways, then I headed into Tokyo. I had my appointments. I picked up my friend, who I hadn't seen since, like, last August, when we both arrived in Tokyo, for orientation from Vancouver. And actually, like, on Thursday, that day was, like, exactly 11 months since we'd seen each other. And it was funny, because, like, she told me she still remembered on the last day I asked her, like, hey, did you, link up with anybody or get their numbers? And she's like, no, I'm literally never gonna see anyone. And I was like, I remember being taken back and just saying, like, oh, well, on the off chance that you didn't hate me as your roommate, and you might, if you ever want to see another Canadian again, like, here's my Facebook. And she's like, yeah, I'm glad that we kept in touch, because, you know, I haven't been able to go home or, like, meet any other people that get the shit I'm going through. And for me, I was like, yeah, I was like, oh, that's fair. Like, I never thought that, oh, I didn't have to be friends with every single person I met. So, yeah. Super awesome seeing her again. And when we checked into her hotel in the heart of Yokohama, it was so, like, deja vu. It was almost, like, identical to the room that we shared, like, as roommates for orientation. So, yeah, it was freaking full circle, like, major weekend for the both of us. She was moving into a new apartment in Tokyo, and I was just buying my first car. And, you know, next chapter of our lives. Oh, Lord, we coming. We coming for ya. Yeah, and, like, it was such a long drive, but it was so fun. Like, I don't know, I was so tired, but, you know, I pushed through a lot with adrenaline and found this pho restaurant. I finally got to eat pho for the first time in 11 months. And this is something I think I learned from this trip, is that the best way to appreciate something is to go for a really long time without it. Like, straight up, I don't know if that was the best bowl of pho I ever tasted. All I know is that a legit, authentic Chinese woman in an Audi served it to me. But, like, after 10 hours of driving and this huge decision on my shoulders, like, I don't know, it sure as hell tasted like the best bowl of pho ever. Like, I have no idea, but that's what it felt like. And after, like, I got to ride on, like, a mini amusement park swing set that reminded me of the PNE. I got to see, like, Yokohama's incredible night views. Like, it was productive, and I remember just passing out in bed, just like, wow, this is insane, and I'm exhausted, and I never want to do this shit again. Like, I had so much to think about, like, financially and emotionally. I'd been saving up for this since I got here, really sticking to my budget. And I know, like, I often share a lot of the good shit that happens, but this was, like, the one thing, and all the times where I was, like, I fell off my bike, was just sitting in a puddle, like, crying, my groceries spilt out on the ground, and, like, you know, just going home really upset after a bad day, and just feeling really confined to where I was, no one offering to, like, take me places or, like, help me with groceries, just really on my own and, like, thinking about my goal so I could push through it. I think that was the main thing that really, like, kept me going. So, yeah, I'm, like, just so thankful for it. And yeah, I still kind of can't believe it happened, because, so the next day was, like, Friday. I'll probably upload a picture of a roller coaster and a Ferris wheel. It was really awesome. We got to ride one of them that reminded me of this, like, spinny teacup ride from the Calgary Stampede. I have such awesome memories of that. But also I was like, I got to ride it in between 3 hours of back-to-back phone calls, like, and getting scammed at dim sum in Japan's largest Chinatown, and like, oh, I guess this part of the story is kind of interesting. So it can be continued from the other voice memos. So I guess I'll add it in. Honestly, all in all, it just, I don't know, it felt like the universe was on my side. I didn't intend to buy the car that I ended up buying at all. It was just kind of like a string of factors that kind of changed. And the things I had to adjust and consider. And I'm really thankful to the people that helped me like adjust my decision and come to sound logic, just because I was so like short on time and trying to process everything like on the go. I've never made such a big decision like that before, but it was really fulfilling, I guess, and I'm still kind of like coping with it. Honestly, this reminds me of the time I got my first real job and my boss called and she was like, "You got it." And I was like, "Thanks." She's like, "Is that it?" I'm like, "I just don't know what to say. Like, I don't know what I feel quite yet." And I loved that job, and same with this, like, I love this car. Like, I'm so excited about getting it. Like, just, I think every time I see it, it's gonna put a smile on my face, and even just thinking about it puts a smile on my face. So yeah, I'm really thankful that, you know, it was a safe trip, and the universe just kept me safe, even though, you know, there's 3 flash storms while driving. I, like, the rest of my hotels, I literally booked while driving to the destination, and they were all, like, phenomenal, safe places under, like, $50 Canadian, and, like, I learned so much on this trip, like, you know, negotiating and doing all of this without having a Japanese person present, I feel a lot more secure and like independent, that I can live in Japan on my own and I don't need someone to like help me along and like guide my ass, though that would probably be a good idea because I still get shit wrong all the time. I go to McDonald's and they're like, eat in or take out? I'm like, yes. Well, 1 straw or 2? Yes. It's my automatic response, right? But slowly it's gotten better, so hopefully the progress continues. Wish me luck. Yeah, it's just, it's been incredible. I think my highlight was the roads. Honestly, driving in Japan has been such an incredible experience, even though the tolls literally ate my ass, but like I have so much appreciation because people here actually follow the rules of the road. The toll people are all really nice. I'm really looking forward to be able to explore this country more in the future, and like even though it was basically 20 hours of driving in 3 days, the scenery was so beautiful, like so excessively beautiful that almost all the roads have barriers on both sides, I think, to prevent distractions, which, like, you know, that works for me, and that's probably why the cloud photos have been kept to a minimum. Like, gotta keep me safe and shit. And at night, like, the roads are so well lit, like they have like cool light up signage and LEDs that keep you entertained as well as safe. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to going back to Tokyo to pick up the car in a few weeks. And my picture of the month is gonna be the last photo that I post with this set. Just like upon getting back home after like completing errands along the way, my pit stops, getting a stamp made, like really quick groceries and not being conquered by this store that's basically like Walmart on crack that scares the shit out of me, and three out of 7 times I walk out of the store with nothing because I'm just like, I can't deal, I just can't But I persevered, I did it, I made my shopping things without running away. I got home, returned the car, biked back to my place, and I just, like, fell into bed. I was so exhausted, I, like, heated up dinner, I just put it down, and I was, like, napping in between bites. But while I did that, there was just the most beautiful sunset going on. And you guys know, like, I love clouds and sunsets because they're basically the only consistency I have in my life. Like, no matter where I go, no matter how my day goes, I can always count on the clouds to, I don't know, show me something beautiful, remind me that there's a chance for something better tomorrow, and you know, to tell me that the happiest I've ever been won't be the happiest I'll ever be. And it just gives me something to look forward to, and just that perfect sunset that I literally was just lying in bed. I didn't even have to lift my head to watch it. It was just beautiful. Perfect way to end my weekend. And yeah, like, I'm just really thankful, and yeah, really excited. Thanks everyone who's been following along and keeping up with my shenanigans. Yeah, thank you for inspiring me and pushing me towards my dreams, whether you know it or not. Everything I do is so that I can, you know, achieve my goal of being able to do something great and impactful for the lives of the people around me. I don't know what it is yet, but I hope I can accomplish that one day. So yeah, baby steps, one day at a time. From now, I'll be taking care of all of the paperwork and all the documents. Oh yeah, there's a document that I had to sign to ensure that I'm not part of a car gang. Like, I was so shocked putting that through Google Translate, and like, someone had to make this form. But yeah, I signed it to confirm that. And yeah, I hope everything goes smoothly. Wish me luck, and shall update at some other time in the future. Until then, the bread awaits.